Sefer Vayikra, Parshat Vayikra, on the unintended consequences of our actions. We're entering a new book of the Torah this week, the book of Leviticus. At the end of the book of Exodus, we learned about the construction of the tabernacle, the Mishkan, and all the sacred implements that go in it. Now in Leviticus, we turn our attention to the practices to be done in the tabernacle, especially the offerings to be brought. In some way, we are learning about taking a communally constructed and intended space and fostering it to hold personal, subjective, religious experiences. Leviticus chapter 4 tells us what sacrificial ritual process to perform when, quote, a person unwittingly incurs guilt in regard to any of God's commandments about things not to be done and does one of them, end quote. A person unwittingly incurs guilt, it says. Bishgaga. I want to think about this shgaga, this unintentional sinning. This idea from the Torah can be a constant challenge, a push for personal growth. And at the same time, it can also be a real source of comfort. It's hard enough to do teshuvah, to repent for all the ways we hurt other people knowingly. It's hard enough to avoid doing things that we know cause harm. These shgaga offerings are reminding us that even the harm we do without knowing it also requires our attention and our efforts at restitution. Nechama Leibovitz, a great 20th century teacher of Torah, told a story about teaching the commandment not to put a stumbling block before the blind. She had explained that this commandment means we have to carefully avoid making it too easy for someone else to do wrong. For example, if you leave money visible where someone in need might be tempted to steal it, you're transgressing. Nechama Leibovitz related, humorously, that a young student in the class said, "But if that's so, then you have to think all the time." Nechama Leibovitz had said, "Yes, you have to think in life." And the young woman had replied, sighing, "Oh, it's hard to be a Jew. We're responsible not just for our intentional actions, but also for the unintended consequences of our behavior. It's hard to take that responsibility. The offerings on unintentional shgaga transgressions is an invitation to expand our moral consciousness toward what we can't see and aren't aware of. We recognize that we have biases within us and blind spots outside of us. And moreover, we are part of systems that act for our benefits as citizens and as consumers. We do not necessarily know how to control them, and we are in some ways complicit in the harm they do. Allyship is not just a political stance. It is a spiritual process of learning how to listen and also how to communicate in ways that others can hear. Today, we can bring this shgaga offering by reaching for self-awareness of how we impact the world around us. Even if we don't yet have a plan or a means to make a change in that impact, it's a step to have the courage to name the moral dynamics we are a part of. It can be startling, scary, and overwhelming to learn our own responsibilities and blind spots, but it's also empowering. We should not feed ourselves destructive shame, but rather productive awareness of our own guilt. And that is where our verses can be comforting, because it gives us a container, a way to name and hold our guilt as we recognize it. It tells us that this confronting of guilt is part of a process that has been with us as long as our oldest traditions. To be human is to be imperfect. Paradoxically, it is also to be perfect. Being human means to err, to stumble, and to hurt one another. Ecclesiastes, Kohelet teaches, there is not one good man on earth who does what is best and doesn't err. And our section of Leviticus, when it goes on to enumerate the offsprings brought for those accidental transgressions, it begins from what the high priest does when he sins and goes on to address the same for community leaders, for chieftains, and so on. You will make mistakes and they will cause harm, but you are not alone. And you are not less infinitely valuable for it. Only when we're able to hold our flaws, known and unknown, only then we are able to hold our whole selves with true gentleness, comfort, and care. There are Hasidic teachings that go further and say not only to acknowledge the missteps, but to embrace them as important parts of the process of our personal and communal redemption. This is a very dangerous idea if misapplied, but can be an important tool for self-actualization if applied well. Rabbi Yisrael Dovber ben Rabbi Yosef, the tzaddik of Vilnius, gave a teaching based on earlier practical legal sources that say one is forbidden to correct errors in written texts. You can make a note in the margin with your emendation, but you should never erase what is there and replace it with what you believe is the right version. The tzaddik of Vilnius explains this rule poetically as a deep truth about the mystical potential of errors to redeem holiness in the world. The error you find in a book, it too has value and truth and a role to play, and should not be blotted out as if never existed. He connects the Hebrew word for mistake, ta'ut, to the word for planting, ti'at, as in planting the tree of the soul, from a prayer we say on Sukkot. And the tzaddik of Vilnius learns thus that a mistake can bring repair to the tree of the soul, and therefore a mistake is to be treasured. If we turn away from our mistakes, if we blot them out, erase them from our minds as if they never happened, we destroy an opportunity for our own growth toward redemption. If we only pay attention to our intention and do not live with open curiosity and desire to understand the unintended consequences of our actions, we similarly erase those unintended errors from among our potential teachers. We have instead the challenge to create a gentle space within us to see and hold the damage we do, to bear ourselves before God in prayer about what we do not know, to claim the opportunity to bring our shkaga offerings and write our notes of correction in our margins and move forward to improve ourselves in our behavior and relationships. That way, our mistakes can be a spiritual planting of the trees of our souls. Shabbat Shalom.